Italian Wine Podcast. Chin Chin with Italian Wine People.
Before the show, here's a shout out to our new sponsor, Ferro Wine. Ferro Wine has been the largest wine shop in Italy since 1920. They have generously supplied us with our new t-shirt. Would you like one? Just donate 50 euros and it's all yours. Plus, we'll throw in our new book, Jumbo Shrimp Guide to International Grape Varieties in Italy. For more info, go to italianwinepodcast.com and click donate. Or check out Italian Wine Podcast on Instagram.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Andrea Di Fabio from Cantina Tollo in the Abruzzo region of Italy. Welcome, Andrea. How long have you been with Cantina Tollo? How did you start working there?
Hi, Monty. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And I'm really happy to be with you to share this moment with you. I'm in Cantina Tollo since 2004, so more or less 17 years.
And what is your role?
I'm general manager in company.
Okay, so you're one of the best known cooperatives, if not the best known cooperative in Italy. Why has Cantina Tollo been so successful over the years, and when was it founded and why?
So you're really nice with us. We think to be one of the best cooperatives. We don't know if we are the best one, but we try to do it, and we work to achieve this award. Our secret is trying to follow always a good balance between the quality of the life, the quality of the job, and the quality of the grapes. You know, it's not easy since we have a very special mission our company as to manage economic sustainability, economic environmental sustainability, and also social sustainability. So we try to work with people and try to do our best regarding all the activities, starting from the grape to the bottle.
So in terms of viticulture, what are you doing in the vineyard? Do you have any organic vineyards?
Yes, we have a part of our vineyards that are organic, more or less the 10% of the total amount of the hectares. We manage more or less 2,700 hectares. That's to say our organic part is between 250 and 300 hectares.
So that's quite a good percentage, isn't it? 10%. Who decides about going organic? Is it the growers themselves? Do they get any help from the cooperative as an institution? How does that work?
It was our growers' aim. They started by themselves 30 years ago. And I have to say they were really smart, since actually they gave us the chance to manage a part of the market that is really growing. And actually our production is, as I told you, 10% of the total amount of the production. And it's similar to the amount of the turnover. So they were really pioneers, but they had a very good intuition.
So what about markets? How is the Italian market right now, given the fact that we're still in Italy near the end of COVID? And what about international markets?
Yeah, the situation is, as to say, it's developing right now. You know, we can't say it. We are out of the pandemic. There was a very difficult situation in the past 15, 16 months. It's really focused on HoReCa channel, because the problem were for restaurants, cafe, wine bars, and so on, and wine shops, of course. Actually, Italy is restarting. I have to say that in the last week, we saw a push in orders coming from the HoReCa market. But I have to say we are very lucky since we managed starting from the 90s, late 90s, also the supermarket channel. In the export market, we are working more or less 60 countries. And we had some problems, of course, for the export since we work mostly in the HoReCa channel, in the home trade channel. More or less 90% of our export market are on trade. So actually, we are seeing some countries are recovering the gap, but it's a slow start.
Sure, but at least you're seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I hope we can say we see the end of the tunnel. I'm not sure, since if you, there are rumors, sometimes there are fake news, but some countries, especially serious countries, like Germany is, are speaking about the fourth wave, that is really nearer, and because of obviously of the different kind of COVID that are now
the variants,
the Delta, for example, that is coming. They say from India or Pakistan, or it's a mix. So I think we have to be a little bit careful when we say that. We see the end of the tunnel. I hope it's this is real, but cross finger.
What about the demographics of your grape growers or the Sochia? Is the average age sort of around 50, or is it older than that, or is it younger?
No, 50% of our growers, they are over 50 years old. And it's not their first job, our vineyards are really small in Abruzzo. So we have, as I told you before, more or less 2,700 hectares among 700 farmers. That's to say, there's an average of hectare for farmer that is 3-4 hectare. And especially for the ones that are over 50 years old, the average is going down. So we have 1.5 hectares. So it's like a family job, but it's the second, the third job. And it's the reason why they gave us a very good product, because they are really addicted. They love, they are completely in love with their vineyards.
What about the terroir of the area? I mean, Abruzzo, it seems like a simple thing to understand as a region, you know, Trebbiano d'Abruzzo, etc. But it's quite a complex terroir where you are. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's various terroir, since we are in the hill, 5 kilometers from the sea and 25 from the mountain. Sometimes we have calcareous terroir. In some other location, we have sand. It's different. It's various. It's very various in 2-3 kilometers square. So I can't give you an exact definition of the terroir. It's very complex, very various.
And what about some of the grape varieties that you work with?
Oh, we work with obviously autochthonous grapes. That's say Montepulciano, Cerasuolo, Trebbiano, Pecorino, Passerina, Cocociola, but we work also with the international grapes such as Chardonnay, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon. Since we have a very wide range of products, an important portfolio of countries, and you know, it's really important for us to have also some weapons such as Chardonnay or Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon sometimes.
How easy is it styling wines from a cooperative perspective for the international market? So you're selling to I don't know, selling, you're selling wine to the UK, the USA, and Canada for similar wines. What kind of adjustments do they, those markets tend to ask you for in terms of acidity or sweetness or oak? How fussy are they?
I understand. And sorry. We try to manage, how to say, customers' taste is really important for us. But we want to maintain our authenticity. So usually you will find wines from Cantinatolo that are sometimes different from the wines coming from the same region. Since we try, as I told you at the beginning, we try to respect the grape. We try to maintain the original characteristics of the grapes. Obviously, we are in line with the trends, so we try to maintain the alcohol at low level. The residual for us actually is not a key point, since we think that we can manage the complexity, the balance in a wine, and also the roundness in different ways, such as using wood, such as using cement, and so on.
So you're saying so much. Less oaky wine, for example.
Yeah. You know, it's always it's a trend. And 10, 15 years ago, there was a big increase of oaky wines, especially aged in different kind of woods, like, for example, American toasted wood. Actually, we see trend is use sometimes wood, big barrels, tonneau, but also big barrels. And I have to say that regarding Montepulciano, it's, you know, in the past, you had only some, only one way to try to keep low the acidity, the tannin, and it was aging the wine in the barrel. Actually, there are different philosophies. We are working on concrete aging in order to manage the strengthness of the grape. And I have to say that wood actually is not so important.
What about the local cuisine with the wines that you make? And what would you recommend somebody that's never tried a wine from your region before? All the food and want some suggestions for a family dinner, what would you recommend?
I think that we have, obviously, our reds have big, stronger tannins. So it's not easy to make pairings with all foods. Regarding the white, I have to say that, for example, Passerina, Pecorino, that are white grapes that are growing a lot in the past 3-4 years. They're very good for pairings with an appetizer, with fresh foods. Trebbiano is a really complex wine, and it depends on the aging. It could be for a fresh pairing, but it could be also for more structured meats, for example, or important dishes with pasta and so on. So it's I have to say that we have very flexible grapes, and it depends on the way you manage the aging and the products for the pairing, for the related pairings.
When you're doing bottling for chains of stores in, say, Germany, France, and the US, how different is their approach to what they want for their customers in terms of wine style?
It's not easy to say, since I think that all countries, actually, they do not have the same taste profile, but they have the same idea. I think they are growing a lot in the knowledge of the wines, since they know the authentic taste of the grape. So what is important for the customers actually is try to find out, with the exception of the packaging that is really important for sales. But I think that regarding the taste of the wine, all the customers want to have an authentic and original wine. They don't want to have sugar, too much sugar, with some exception, maybe China, maybe some other countries, but the taste is developing a lot. 5 years ago, I want to give you an example. 5 years ago, the Russian market was focused totally on sugar wines. Actually, they are searching wines that are not too much added with sugar. The evolution, I think, it's going toward a wine really simple, really drinkable, I think. And I'm not sure that actually the trend that is also a requirement that is coming from EU regarding the low alcohol will be successful in wine. I think that yes, we have to find out a compromise regarding the quality of the juice and the level, the amount of the alcohol inside. So, but I think that regarding our region, we have different chances, since you can find also different kind of location for the vineyards. We go from the mountain where we have, for example, a vineyard at 900 meters of altitude, going to the hills at 200 meters of altitude. And this is really important, since you could work with the same grape, but with different kind of results, with different kind of organoleptic feedbacks.
Okay, what are the future plans for the cooperative? Have you got any new innovations?
Yes, we are working with the idea to become a group. Actually, we have four companies in our group. Three of them are focused on Abruzzo wines. One is working on multi-regional offer organic wines. But we want to expand our group to the other regions in Italy in order to have an approach that is, how to say, in Italian wines, not only Abruzzo wines. This is really important for us, since it's a key, a success key in the market. You know, when you're a buyer, especially regarding smaller ones, you don't have time to speak with so much supplier. You don't have a big warehouse. You need sometimes to manage your liquidity. So we try to manage the idea of group working with different company, with different regions, since we could offer inside one palette of wines, seven, six regions and seven, six different kind of grapes, not only coming from Abruzzo.
I just want to say thanks to my guest today, Andrea Di Fabio from Cantina Tollo in the Abruzzo region of Italy. Thanks for telling us about the co-op and some of your historic achievements and some of your future plans. Take it easy.
Thanks, Monty. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrea.
Grazie mille.
Grazie a te.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.